Morning all, it's Jack, and I'm irritated. I'm irritated today because my 11-year-old son went to a sleepover party recently, and there were about a half dozen boys, and at the party, the parents did not pay any attention. They didn't monitor what the children watched on television, what they did online, and they got into things that there's no business for them to be a part of. In fact, when I say that they didn't monitor it, I know for a fact that one of the movies they watched was something that the parents knew about. And I want to say, what the hell is wrong with you? Why would you allow children to go watch Faces of Death? Why would you let a bunch of 11-year-old boys see all this blood and guts stuff? You know, I'm pretty laid back about most things. I let them watch, you know, stuff that's on the edge to a certain extent, because, you know, when I look at Star Wars, yeah, there's blood and guts. Superhero movie, yeah, there's a certain amount of blood and guts. But there's an understanding, even at 11, about what's real and what isn't. But this Faces the Death crap, that's real. I don't need to have conversations with my son about the guy who got fell asleep in the garbage truck and was killed because the trash compactor suffocated him. I don't need to hear about how a forklift ran over somebody or an 18-wheeler pulled somebody apart. I don't need to talk to him about bad surgeries, you know, breast implants that explode or any of this other stuff. And he's not laughing about this. The kid's got a good head on his shoulders, but he's wrestling with what he saw because he knows that some of this stuff is real and he knows some of it might not be. But for a couple of days now, he's been upset about this. He doesn't want all this blood and guts. And I don't blame him. You know, I don't mind it, but I'm a grown man. But as a parent, it's your obligation to monitor and pay attention to what our kids are watching. And when you have other children in your home, unless you have specific instructions, you know, or approval, if you will, from other parents, you play it safe. You know, these kids, you know, they're treasure, invaluable treasure. I mean, I can't stress it enough. Why would you do this? Why would you just let them watch whatever they want? Why would you let them surf all over the net without any monitoring? Why can't you be a freaking father or a freaking mother and pay attention? It's just not right. Anyhow, I'm going to have a conversation with these parents a little bit later, and they're going to learn in no uncertain terms how unhappy I am. And I'm going to talk to the other parents there. Yeah, or I should say the other parents of the children who were there, because this is not acceptable. You know, I'm all for live and let live, and what you do in your home, as long as it's not hurting other people, I don't care about to a large extent. But once you go beyond that line, you make it my business, because my child was involved. And if you involve my child, then we need to have a conversation. And I'm not interested in sparing your feelings. I'm not interested in hearing about how mature you think your child is, because you involved my child in it. So now we have to have a conversation. You know, when your kid comes to my house, I'm very cautious about what they see, what they eat, what they do. I pay attention because it's part of being a damn parent. I just don't get it.